Hi, I'm here with Colleen Zack. Hi, Colleen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
Are you being awarded?
No, I'm presenting. I'm on the Board of Governors, and I'm presenting the Gold Circle Award to Agnes Nixon and the Silver Circle to Sal Tagliarino.
Now, that Agnes Nixon, she sort of knows a little bit about soap operas, I think.
A little bit. Uh-huh. And, so, you know, we lost her in September, so I'm just thrilled to be here to honor her a bit.
Now, since Agnes, having been a producer on Love of Life in my life, back some years ago, so the name Agnes Nixon was, you know, prominent, and this is back in the 70s, okay? So, because she created a lot of soap operas.
She was a part of the original team for Search for Tomorrow in 1951 on radio, and then As the World Turns, my show, in 56, and then she was a head writer for Guiding Light in 62. Then she created One Life to Live in 68, and All My Children in 70, and then went on to create Loving and The City, and the woman was unbelievably productive.
And she could work with all three networks.
Well,
sort of. Yes, no.
No, she worked with CBS and then on and then ABC in later years.
Guetta 3's not bad.
No, not bad.
Okay, and Search for Tomorrow because I learned that because Love of Life was only 3 weeks older than Search for Tomorrow, the oldest soap opera.
It's not so. Because Guiding Light was actually the oldest soap opera because it started on radio and then it went to television. So they actually had 70 years. And then my show, As the World Turns, we were on for 54 years until we went off the air in 2010. So a little bit of history for you.
I know. Thank you. I'd love to be corrected. That's why I'm here.
I'm sorry.
So, and now, what are you up to?
I'm doing mostly theater. And I just did the film The Comedian with Bobby De Niro and Bobby Rydell, which was so much fun. But I'm doing mostly theater now and caring for my mother.
What's good news for you?
Good news for me is that I'm home and I'm going to be able to see my children. I haven't been back here in New York for a while. Uh-huh. So I'm very happy to be here today.
Last question. I asked you this previously at a point. What does peace mean to you? We're very involved with world peace.
Well, right now I think we're at a crossroads, and I'm only hoping that this electoral division that we went through is going to somehow come back together and coalesce, and that we're going to find some way to live with one another, and be accepting of everybody's differences. Can't ask
we will.
Anymore.
We're gonna. If
thank
everything
you.
Is good, Colleen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.